This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for March 13. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Acts, chapter 9, verse 17. It says there, "Then Ananias went to the house and entered it." End of quote. Theodore Roosevelt said, "Obedience of the law is demanded, not asked as a favor." End of quote. Nations would change over the years. Many of the powerful kingdoms of the past disappeared from this world. The laws of the land would also change over the time. However, it is true that obedience to the law of the nations is demanded, isn't it? It is not asked as a favor from you. Beloved, you may have known many people of great faith around the world, don't you? Each of such great men and women of faith was different in their looks, lifestyles, colors, languages, and the way they presented their topics. Every one of them was different from others. Additionally, take a look at the faith warriors described in the chapter, Hebrews chapter 11, in the pages of the Bible. Abraham, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Gideon, Samson, David, Samuel, Rahab, Jeremiah, and all were different from each other. However, did you notice one thing common in all of them? When God asked them to do certain things, they stepped out and did it without hesitance. This is the one distinguishing trait that differentiates them from ordinary people. The things that they did could be small or big, but God asked and they did it without hesitance and delay. Our today's Bible insight says, "Then Ananias went to the house and entered it." Ananias was an ordinary disciple who believed in Jesus Christ. Paul later says in Acts chapter 22 verse 12 about Ananias that he was a godly man devoted to the law and well regarded by all Jews. Lord Jesus called Ananias in a vision and commanded him to go to the house of Judas on the straight street and ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying. In a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias come and place his hands on him to restore his sight. End of quote. Ananias, because he heard a lot of bad things about this cruel man called Saul, who persecuted and killed the Christians, said to the Lord that he heard a lot of bad things about him and how Saul came there to arrest all who believe in the name of Jesus Christ. Then Jesus said to Ananias, "Go, this man is my chosen instrument to proclaim my name to the Gentiles and their kings and the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name." End of quote. Acts 9:13-16. Now Ananias went to the house where Saul was and entered it. He placed his hands on Saul and prayed for him. He said to Saul that the Lord Jesus sent him so that he may get his eyesight and filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Immediately something like scales fell from Saul's eyes and he could see again. He got up, baptized, and regained his strength. Dearly beloved, Saul was on a wrong path, breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. On the road to Damascus with the authority from the chief priests, he was going there to arrest the believers in Jesus and bring them as prisoners to Jerusalem. Suddenly, a light from heaven flashed around him. Saul fell to the ground and lost his eyesight. He lost his strength also. Saul heard a voice when he fell down. "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" Saul asked, "Who are you, Lord?" "And I am Jesus whom you are persecuting," Jesus replied. "Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." End of quote. This was a command from the Lord. Saul obeyed immediately and went to the house of Judas on the straight street. Lord Jesus arranged this poor disciple Ananias to go and see him and pray for him. Beloved, both Saul and Ananias instantly obeyed the command of the Lord. May I ask you this question? What is the Lord asking you to do today? If he asks you to do something, will you step out and do it? If the nation's law is demanded, not asked as a favor, How much more the command of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, demands our obedience. His eternal kingdom endures forever, and His kingdom rules all from His throne in heaven. Lord Jesus is not proposing a favor from you. He commands what He wants you to do for Him. Do not delay. Do not procrastinate. Step out and do it as the great men and women of faith did it in the past. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, You established Your throne in heaven, and Your kingdom rule over all. And I know Your kingdom endures, lasts forever. Lord, I want to do Your will in my life. Help me, Lord, to obey You and Your command. I surrender my will to Your will. Thank You, Jesus, You died and rose again for all of my sins in my place. He paid it all for me, Lord. I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord today. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.